All right, good to have you as we continue the conversation now. My good friend Pete Hoekstra is here. He's the former House Intelligence Committee Chair and former Congressman, U.S. Ambassador to the Netherlands. Quite a resume, of course. Pete, good to have you back.
Always good to be with you. Thank you, Steve.
Always good to have you. So earlier in the program, we were talking about artificial intelligence with Mike Benz, the director of the Foundation for Freedom Online, and how we're being targeted by basically censorship supercomputers. And it's not just Facebook and Twitter. You know, all this artificial intelligence, they now figure out how I talk or you talk, and then they find, you know, key phrases. And so you, if you talk about questioning COVID or you question mail-in ballots, that, you know, then your profile, your data points are elevated to a place where they get more critical review, shall we say. And then it's not just the social media companies, but it's the government working hand in hand to quiet us. Pete, it's like you say, destroying American democracy is an inside job, and they use high tech to get us there. What say you?
I wouldn't be at all surprised that this is exactly what is happening. Because you talk about the op-ed that I just published, an inside job. And what do we find there? We find some of the smartest people in the world, okay, the people in our intelligence community. Now, it said that the folks from the Director of National Intelligence were meeting weekly, regularly, with our social media companies. Well, when you're talking about the Director of National Intelligence, you know, a lot of people think, okay, CIA, you know, human operatives. But, you know, there's other parts to our intelligence community. And the other part is the National Security Agency, NSA. And these are the folks that, you know, Jim Clapper said, nah, we're not keeping a database on Americans. It's kind of like, oh, yeah, you are. You know, the telecommunications companies, they have millions, if not billions, of records on Americans. And so they store data. But these are also the super snoops, and they're great people. They are smart. They're the ones that go around the world.
Right.
And they gather information. And as they gather information, what is one of the key things that they have to do? They have to sort it. What is relevant? What is not? And it's very feasible to believe that, like after 9/11, as they were snooping up and gathering information around the world, you can bet they were looking for key phrases, you know, Allah Akbar, the big event from people that they were snooping up. So that capability is real. It exists. And the people that are leading the way in that kind of information are the people in our intelligence community. And they are working with our major corporations, whether it's social media or whatever, to keep America safe from overseas threats. But what we saw again was they're also working with social media and major U.S. corporations to censor America. So you had a great guest on. This guy was probably telling exactly what is happening right now.
Exactly. And, you know, I go back to, you were in Congress when the Stellar Winds program was rolled out, 2001, 2002, part of the Patriot Act. Stellar Winds was when the intelligence communities of this nation were turned inward, no longer looking at foreign interests, but looking at American citizens. Right? Stellar Winds was the program that began looking inward after 9/11, part of the Patriot Act. Right?
Well, you and I may take a slightly different perspective. It was never supposed to look inward, okay, unless it received information from overseas, outside, foreign intelligence aspects that highlighted a potential connection into...
Now, that may be what they told you, Pete, but
right,
I think from the beginning, and you were the chair of the Intelligence Committee, and what they told you wasn't true. because the intention from day one, I believe, looking backwards 20 plus years now, Stellar Winds and these other programs have been rolled out exactly as intended, to focus on you and me and everybody else, to create data points on me and you and everybody else so they can have an early warning system, if you will, on terrorists or terrorist attacks. But they're not looking at people in foreign countries anymore. They're looking at you and me, Pete, and that's disturbing.
Absolutely. It's very disturbing. It's, like you said, for a period of time I served as the chairman of the intelligence community, and on multiple occasions, all honesty, it's I voted and I argued with my colleagues on the floor to make sure that we reauthorized a number of these programs and kept them in existence, believing that the intelligence community would be living by the rules and that they would and that these programs were necessary to keep America safe.
What would you do now?
What we're finding now is that they weren't living by the rules.
No.
And it's time for, I think it's probably time for most, if not all, of these programs to be suspended, to be stopped. And we may never be able to recreate them because the intelligence community has lost its integrity. And American people can no longer trust the intelligence community to be focused solely on our enemies and focused solely on keeping America safe. The leaders of our intelligence community, people in our political organizations have decided to use the intelligence community and to use it against the American people. And they're going to have,
dangerous.
I think.
Yeah, and that's where we are. Pete, we got to leave it there. That was a hell of an indictment, and right on the money too, Pete. Greatly appreciate you. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
Pete Hoekstra, everybody. Hell of an indictment, and accurate. I'll be right back.